As expected, Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney lost her bid to remain in Congress by a wide margin. Cheney became former President Donald Trump's Republican nemesis as vice chair of the January 6th committee. In a forceful concession speech, Cheney once again castigated the former president.
2 years ago, I won this primary with 73% of the vote. I could easily have done the same again. The path was clear. But it would have required that I go along with President Trump's lie about the 2020 election. It would have required that I enable his ongoing efforts to unravel our democratic system and attack the foundations of our republic. That was a path I could not and would not take.
Cheney's opponent, lawyer Harriet Hageman, was endorsed by Trump, who is very popular in Wyoming. Trump congratulated Hageman and called Cheney spiteful.
Obviously, we're all very grateful to President Trump, who recognizes that Wyoming has only one congressional representative, and we have to make it count.
Cheney became one of the best-known members of Congress this year as the vice chair of the congressional investigation into the events surrounding the insurrection of January 6th, 2021, as well as the various schemes and falsehoods Trump and his associates hatched as he attempted to remain in office after losing the election. But that didn't go over well with Wyoming voters, 70% of whom voted for Trump over Joe Biden in 2020. Despite her defeat, many people in Wyoming and in Washington, D.C. expect Cheney to run for president in 2024, using her reputation as a defender of democracy who stood up to Trump when other Republicans failed to do so. Cheney did nothing to dispel those expectations in her concession speech.
This primary election is over, but now the real work begins.
Cheney's loss does not mean that she will leave her post as vice chair of the January 6th committee, which will remain active at least until January of next year. She has announced that hearings will resume in September and says that witnesses continue to come forward and new evidence is pouring in. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, Jackson, Wyoming.